Do you know what I'd love right now is a toasty. I'd love that crab toasty ad on whatever day that was, Saturday. Oh my God, that would be good.
That tickled my fancy, that did. I want to try crab. I've never had it.
Yeah, it would be good to go and have like proper crab. Mm. But it's 50-50. I think it might make you go like freak you out a bit. It's disgusting to witness. What? No, this is not the podcast.
Sorry, you've just joined us here. Our producer thought that this was the beginning of the podcast. We would never begin an episode of the Daily Takeaway talking about crab.
You should do this. I mean, you are crab curious. You should have crab.
We need to let everyone into the conversation because obviously you've heard a little bit of chat there that our producer thought was the beginning. It wasn't meant to be. You've had a you've had a crab sandwich.
Yeah.
I've never eaten crab. And I asked you, what does crab taste like?
So I had a crab toasty at Osborne's fish shop thing on Leon CC front. They do a crab toasty, which is brilliant. I love crab. Grew up in Brixham, so famous for crab. Famous for me crabs. And I was saying to Richie, crab's fantastic, but if you really want the full immersive experience, you need to eat like proper crab, which is like a whole crab in a shell.
No, I couldn't be doing that.
You should do it, man. No, we have it up in the Highlands, and you have to, and you end up with like you get what would you call it? Like a pinafore. That's the wrong word. What's it like a
bib?
Yeah, well, kind of bigger than
apron.
A
apron.
Apron. That's the word. Flipping hell. Where'd that go? And then you get like a hook and some pliers. And
no,
it's a hell of an experience. Would you not be in for any of that lark?
When I eat, the plate has to look appetising, and I don't want to be looking at a crab.
So what about, like, lobster? What's your view on lobster?
No.
You don't do that either?
No.
Prawn?
Yes.
But even shelling a prawn and doing all that?
No, it's got to be pre-prepared for me.
So in the world of seafood, you've not got your hands dirty yet?
No, not at all.
Oh, really?
Not at all. So returning to crab, what does it taste like? Because they say everything tastes like chicken. It can't taste like that.
It doesn't taste like chicken. It tastes like something else. There's nothing else like crab.
Can you buy tin crab?
Yeah, but I don't think it's not the right vibe. Do you want me to be like tin spaghetti bolognese?
Yeah, but if I made like a tuna and tuna mayo sandwich, that's not right. Exactly like rare to be toasted.
Right.
You could buy tin tuna, so can you buy tinned crab?
I think you can, but I've only ever had it in the format of like, I've never bought it for the house. I've only ever had it out. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But I think that'd be a great thing for us to do is go to a proper seafood restaurant. Get your apron and your hooks and your pliers.
I don't know about that.
And get that going.
I'm not sure.
What's the space?
Anyway, here's the Daily Takeaway.
Sorry about that, everyone.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
There's going to be a bit of a change to what the original plan was for this first hour of Thursday's show, okay? And I'll kind of explain. I just need to bring this will be fine, but just let me bring the audience up to speed as to what's been going on this show over the past few weeks.
And me, please.
Well, and you as well.
Yeah.
So let's take you back a little bit. A few weeks ago, there was a big moment on the show. We were doing a fan zone show in Cardiff ahead of Oasis kicking off their tour at the Principality Stadium. Yeah. And our relationship was put to the test because our boss, Paul, from out of nowhere, produced one ticket to that Oasis gig, which you very kindly said that I could go on, and I had the ticket, and it was great, but with the proviso that I say yes to doing two things with you.
Yeah.
Okay, things that you like that I'd normally say no to.
Yeah.
One was cricket.
Yeah.
That's too late. It's booked. Tickets are booked. We're going to that. The other one was me and you to go around the transport. I have difficulty even saying it. Me and you going around the London Transport Museum.
Yes.
Okay? And again, I'm scared of this one because it's nothing to do with the Transport Museum itself. I've been there before. It's fine. It's more that I know what you're going to be like when we go around the Transport Museum.
Excited and happy.
In all of the songs over the past week and a half, you've been reading out loud to me different exhibits that they've got there.
Yeah.
And it's just made me really, really nervous. And we're supposed to be going tomorrow morning, right?
Correct. It's in my diary.
It's in his diary. It's been booked in for ages. He's looking forward to it. So we kind of need to hit pause for an important reason because I want to offer you an 11th hour deal, okay? On the eve of the originally planned trip to the Transport Museum.
Right.
A deal, a choice. So to add some drama and jeopardy to this, what I want to do is present you with two envelopes.
Right.
One is a pair of tickets to the Transport Museum, okay?
Yeah.
That's the plan. That's what we've been looking towards doing all along.
Well, we can end it here then.
Well, you haven't seen the other envelope yet. The other envelope is something completely different. inside this other envelope.
Yeah.
So one envelope is white, it's got Transport Museum written on it. The other envelope is gold. And it's something else, something completely different, something you won't be expecting.
Right.
So what I would like you to do is choose between the two on the show this evening. Now, if you choose Transport Museum, that's fine. Locked in, we'll go tomorrow morning. Absolutely fine.
Okay.
But then you'll never know what was in the other envelope. You'll never know what that is. You don't have to choose now. You can have a think about it.
That's really hard. You know me. I do change spectacularly bad.
Yes, you like to know what you're getting.
I am a man of routine. I always order the same thing in restaurants. I go to the same places. I do the same. That's really hard.
It is, but...
Because whatever is in that other envelope, it's gold and shiny. That's kind of like leading the jury.
Well, this is it. But, you know, sometimes in life you get presented with these choices. And do you follow your head or do you follow your heart? That is the question. I mean, man, I don't want to go to that Transport Museum with you tomorrow. So
I'm trying really hard not to swear right now because, like, I'm just finding this really...
I know you weren't expecting this, and we knew you weren't expecting this, but I think if I gave you any warning about this 11th hour deal, then you might overthink it or whatever. I want you to just be instinctive and choose.
When do I have to decide by?
I reckon we'd probably need a decision at the beginning of, the 5 o'clock, just after 5 o'clock.
So I've got an hour.
You've got an hour, less than an hour. So.
Can the audience help?
I think you should look to our fantastic audience and ask them, what would they do in this situation?
OK, all right. This is an ultimatum, isn't it?
It's an ultimatum. You've got to choose one way or the other.
So the ultimatum is, do I go ahead with the planned visit to the Transport Museum tomorrow, or do I accept your offer of something better because you don't fancy me just talking to you about trains for an hour?
You've got two envelopes. One says Transport Museum. It's a white, quite run-of-the-mill office envelope. The other one that says on the front of it something completely different is a gold envelope.
yeah, leading the jury, as I said earlier.
It's like one of those ones, you know, when you've got someone who's got to choose between two doors. It's one of them two doors.
Yeah, no,
things.
I know. I'm also a naturally cynical person. I want your opinions, 8, 12, 15, because I don't do change very well. I don't make decisions very well. Vincent says, stick. It has to be a trick. And I must admit, that is where I'm kind of thinking at the moment.
Would I trick you, Richie?
You're smiling right now. Never believe a cat that smiles.
Someone here says, Richie, it's a caravan full of crisps. Just say no. It's not a caravan. I mean, that does sound pretty good, but it ain't a caravan full of crisps.
If I knew it was that, I'd love a caravan.
No, I think you just eat the crisps. You'd have to leave the caravan at the end.
Oh, right.
But
oh,
again,
okay.
It's not a caravan full of crisps. But you made the decision.
Right, your help, please. 8, 12, 15. Hannah's hanging on. You got advice?
Oh, yes. Well, I think you should take the golden envelope because it could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and you can go to the Transport Museum whenever you want.
Exactly it. You can go whenever you want down to that Transport Museum. Imagine ignoring an envelope that's gold with question marks on it that says something completely different. Imagine walking away from that.
Hannah, that's what I don't like about it. I feel like I'm being led. I feel like I'm being told in one way. I'm being told, oh, you've got a choice, it's up to you. But then the choice... I'm being led one way.
Does it feel like I'm recommending a Netflix show to you that you don't want to watch?
You do that every day.
I think this is what life's about. You've got to take these chances, otherwise it's boring.
Good point, Hannah. And what would you do in Richie's position?
I'd take it. I would definitely take it. And you've got to think about everyone listening as well, because now we need to know what's in that envelope. It's not just on you.
There we go.
Do it for the listeners, Richie.
It's not about me now, is it? Right.
It's not about you. It's bigger than you.
Thanks for your advice, Hannah.
No problem.
Jacob's texted and says, this all started by Richie making a tough decision and giving Bush an Oasis ticket. How does Bush repay Richie? By making him have to make yet another tough decision. This is brutal.
And I'm absolutely loving every second of it as well. Biggest decision he's ever made.
Which door or which envelope, more pertinently? Tomorrow morning, Bush and I were meant to be going to the Transport Museum for me to take him round and look at trains. Part of the payoff for me giving you that Oasis ticket a fortnight ago in Cardiff.
Yes.
Now, that is still on. That is one of the options in the white envelope here. But then I've also been given a gold envelope with question marks all over it, and it says something completely different, as if I'm, like, being led to open one rather than t'other.
But you still have the option of choosing the more boring envelope, the Transport Museum. We'll still go.
See, you're doing it again!
I'm not trying to lead you,
I'm just saying.
The choice is yours, but listener Hannah earlier on did say it's bigger than you now, this decision, isn't it?
I'm going to call this. What you are doing is playing on my known weaknesses, which is not liking change and being indecisive.
And stationary. He loves envelopes.
I like this text because I am after advice. Lou from York says, I think Richie should have both envelopes. After all, it was an Oasis gig that Bush went to, so there should be no negotiation.
Shut up. No, that's not how it works. It's like going on Deal or No Deal saying, I'll open all the boxes then. It's not how it works.
I suppose so.
Victoria says, I think stick with the Transport Museum. You know you like it. You know Bush won't, so win-win. What does that mean?
Jim in Rotherham says, Richie, stick to your guns. Bush is a man who supports Everton and plays children's games for a hobby. It'll be a trip to Legoland.
I've got... genuinely, I'm writing these numbers down. I'm going to stay on after the show and cold call all of you. Dave says, take the Transport Museum tickets. Bush wants you to take you to the new Everton shop to boost their numbers. All right, 60 people went to the new Everton club shop yesterday. But it was the first day. We'll take time to build. I'd say, didn't you do a survey on Instagram?
I did.
What's the numbers coming back in on that?
90% of people on Instagram say, open the gold envelope.
Right.
75% of people on X say, open the gold envelope. And that's a more cynical platform.
So where are you, as we stand right now, where are you leaning towards? What do you think?
I've got 20 minutes to decide, so what I'm doing right now is procrastinating.
I can't wait. We need a decision.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
What a show it has been so far. Here we are then, my friends, the moment of truth, the big decision for Richie, as people are huddled around their radios all around the UK, asking themselves the question, what would they do if they were in Richie's position? We're supposed to be going to the Transport Museum tomorrow morning. That's been in the diary for ages, as part of the extended payback for me getting the Oasis ticket a few weeks back. However, in high drama a little bit earlier on, I've gone against what we had scheduled for today. I'd paused the show and given Richie a last-minute decision to make. In the form of two envelopes, he can choose this white envelope, which just says Transport Museum, and we carry on as planned tomorrow morning, and you will talk your way around the Transport Museum, telling me stuff I don't really want to hear about. Or you can choose the other envelope, the curveball, the maverick, the unknown factor, which says something completely different on the front of it. You don't know what it is, but you've been following your heart over the past hour and a bit here on this show, and it's time for you to hold these two envelopes in your hands and make the big decision. How are you feeling at this stage?
I've got a decision in my head. So a decision has been made.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm still not 100% convinced that I've done the right thing.
So are you usually someone that might take a bit of a risk or a bit of a gamble?
You can't. I'm not a risk taker.
I thought as much. I just wanted to hear you say it out loud. And I think the audience overall have been saying... follow your instincts.
They have. The audience have said follow instincts. Mm-hmm. I'd say actually that have come into the show this evening, I think it's 50-50 as to whether I stick to my principles and go to the Transport Museum with you or take the risk and go with the gold envelope.
But imagine though, as we're walking around a mock-up of some kind of intercity train or summit from the 70s tomorrow, you'll be thinking about that gold ticket, won't you? Be thinking about, and it's a gold ticket, it's a gold envelope. Isn't it? You'll be thinking about thinking, I wonder what that was. Because if you don't choose it, you're never going to find out what it was.
So my decision has been made, okay. And here's my logic, right? If I went for the gold envelope and I hated it, you'd look like a bad guy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I don't think you want to look like a bad guy.
Maybe I've got used to being the bad guy. Usually am.
So I'm going to go against every single normal inclination of mine, and I'm going to take a risk, and I'm going to open the gold envelope.
Is this giving you a buzz? How does this feel? Because you don't normally act this way.
It's not giving me a buzz at all. Can I open it now?
Open it now. Let's find out what it is. As we wave goodbye. Before you do that, can I rip the Transport Museum one up? Because we know now that you're not choosing that.
Yeah, okay.
Let's rip that up. Yeah. That's that done. Transport Museum. Gone. No going back.
Right, gold envelope.
Gold envelope it is.
One times ticket to Oasis tomorrow at Wembley.
Yes.
Really?
You are going to the Oasis gig tomorrow at Wembley, the first one of their Wembley dates. We managed to work behind the scenes and get a ticket sorted out, so you're going.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant.
Is it? Was that the right choice to make?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah, with all due respect to the Transport Museum, yeah. Wow. That's brilliant.
And this is amazing because I felt so bad about the fact that obviously you had to get the train home whilst everyone was literally in the stadium in Cardiff.
So many of my friends misunderstood my like social media posts of being in Cardiff. They were all like, how was Oasis? And I had to say to everybody, I didn't get to see them. I came straight home. And I had the biggest FOMO while we were there because that vibe in Cardiff that night was amazing.
All of our listeners with bucket hats and all that kind of stuff.
I know.
Now you not only get to go to the gig, but you get to wear one of our bucket hats in situ.
I am a Britpop Cinderella. I shall go to the ball.
There you go, my friends.
I'm so excited. Off to Oasis tomorrow. Thank you so much. I'm saying it again.
Get that bucket hat ready.
Literally speechless.
And obviously, during the emotional turmoil of that first hour and a bit of the show, lots of people were sending in messages that I would say were doubting me very much so in terms of my character. And I've made a list of all your names, and I won't forget who you are. Steve in Suffolk. Bush is trying to get out the deal that he did to get the Oasis tickets and do something he wants to do. Don't fall for his nonsense. Jacob. How does Bush pay Richie back by making him have to make another tough decision? Brutal. Paul, the Iceland driver in Paignton. I think as you had the Oasis gig ticket, you should just go with what you agreed and take your punishment. And Bush is trying to get out of a deal that's already been done, says Steve in Brighton. Every single name's gone on this list.
I wouldn't sleep well if I was any of those names.
But I tell you what, it's been lovely, though, and it's been great to get all your input on this. And this is a message that's come in at past 5 or 10 minutes. They say they don't leave their name, but they say, first time listening, I came home in someone else's car, and I'm waiting for the envelope to be opened. So I've bought into this. I can't miss it. So I'm making sure that my driver's not allowed to leave yet. That's from Sean in Derby, who's still outside his house.
Aww.
The drama of it all. Martin has tweeted saying, are you going to tell him or should I? And he sent a photo of what appears to be the Oasis Spa in NW2 in London. It's not that. It's for the actual gig. Thank you very much. Stop trying to derail this. Well, do they do vouchers? I don't know.
I've obviously now had a good half an hour for this to sink in and start becoming very me and start thinking about practicalities.
Oh, here we go.
And there's some glaring questions that I need to ask. Gates open at Wembley at 5, Castor on at 6, Richard Ashcroft 7, Oasis 8:15. That's all cool. Home time's 4 till 7. What's the deal?
Yeah, you're going to miss a little bit of it, I'm afraid. No, well, I mean, ironically, we do a feature on Fridays called Where Are You Off To Then?
Yeah.
So you're off to Wembley. That's what's going on. So,
I miss the show or start the show here?
I think what would be fun is for you to start the show.
Yeah.
And we're quite well placed here to get you to Wembley. I think start the show, start the first bit of Where Are You Off To Then? And where you're off to is Wembley Stadium.
And then leave.
And then you just go.
Well, I'd be leaving at, like, 4:15, which would be 15 minutes into the show.
Hey, some of the other radio stations in this building, that's probably fairly standard. So I think that's absolutely fine. And I like, I tell you what about this?
Yeah.
What about giving us some updates on how you're getting on? Do you know what I mean? Phone back into the show.
From the train.
It's not the travel chicken that you used to do. It's an evolution of that, but it's the still same kind of thing.
This is brilliant. There doesn't appear to be a catch.
There's no catch whatsoever. Don't you worry about it. Carla in Kent sent in a lovely message. Says, guys, what an amazing bit of news. Sorry, I missed the bit where Richie decided to open the envelope as I was on a call telling me I'd got the job. I had an interview for this morning, so good news all round. I go in September and I can't wait. Enjoy the gig, Richie.
Thank you, Carla. It's a good news day by the looks of things.
Good news all round.
Absolute Radio, the Daily Takeaway.
Time for our regular help feature where we throw open the doors of the show and give access to your incredible knowledge, you, our brilliant listeners, and try and help out a home-time listener in need. If you have a problem and you know where to find us, like the Start of the A-Team, just drop us an email, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Gavin has done that this week. Says, hello, Hometime Show. I thought I'd get in touch as I know you guys are a similar age to me and could really help ahead of this weekend. My lad Harry is going to a fancy dress party, but the theme is you have to go dressed as what your parents wore when they were kids. Now, unless I've not been listening properly for the last few years, I think you two are like me, gentlemen in the prime of their lives in the roaring 40s. So what are we thinking I send him in at the weekend? Cheers, Gavin.
Now, for me, obviously of similar age, it's got to be, do you remember was it Campri ski jackets?
Yeah.
There was a kind of, maybe it kind of tied in with that era of Wham and Club Tropicana and Last Christmas or whatever, but people loved pastel toned, diagonal zipped skiing jackets, even though I never went anywhere near and still have never been anywhere near skiing in my entire life. That's got to be the look.
I suggest with your back you don't.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to go back into that kind of situation. That's for sure. A relapse.
Good luck finding a ski jacket in July, let alone a Campri one in 2025. I would say, when I think back to my childhood of that time, is whether Harry is going with another brother, because my mum had this thing of dressing me and my brothers in the same clothes, and it did my head in.
Oh my God, it's like The Shining.
It was horrendous.
The first version of The Shining.
There are so many pictures of me and my two younger brothers all wearing exactly the same stuff. And even right now, all these years on, it turns my stomach.
I'm tempted to say Red Rum. Red Rum. What kind of stuff did your mum put you in? What kind of stuff?
I can picture right now.
Not that thing where the little boys get dressed up as older men.
I can remember a blue and white horizontal T-shirt with like blue shorts.
What, so how long did you work on Captain Birdseye Submarine? Well, this is no help, is it?
No, it's not, Gavin. Good luck with that, Gavin. Campri ski jackets or matching clothes.
Tiny little nautical workers.
Yeah.
So look, what if you used to dress his kids in something that you would have worn in the 70s and 80s, what would it be? Mark from Preston says, you've got to give it the Happy Mondays look. Fila sports fleece and baggy jeans. I feel like that stuff's coming back in.
Yes, I would say so, particularly with being a Britpop summer, shall we say.
Well, exactly. My eldest daughter, who's 15, she's got... They wear, like, really baggy jeans? I thought baggy jeans were done and dusted.
Yeah.
But they've made a comeback.
Sean in Farnborough, I hope this doesn't make a comeback, global hypercolour T-shirts.
People used to come up to you if you were wearing them out and blow a raspberry on your tummy to make it change.
Yeah, they never worked very well for me because I've always been quite a hot chap.
Why would you ever draw attention to that with a T-shirt?
It's just horrendous.
Hey, look, everyone, I'm sweating badly. Like, what?
And look at where.
Is exactly where it is, like a heat map. So no, I don't need that. So Lissy in Dorset says, what about an oversized suit jacket with massive shoulder pads? That kind of Dallas look? That's good.
Gavin should dress him in a luminous satin shell suit. The brighter, the better, says this suggestion.
When are they going to make a comeback, the shell suits? They were great. What a great bit of fashion that was.
They were great. I'm not sure they're going to make a comeback because I reckon they were highly flammable.
My dad, obviously a Scouser, used to wear shell suits all the time, which obviously is a bit of a stereotype, but we absolutely loved them when I was a kid. Bring them back. Catherine says, my mum used to dress me in 70s clothes. I was born in 1984. A particular outfit was brown shoes, brown tights, and a brown pinafore dress. It was horrific. To go with it, she cut me a huge fringe that sort of went around the sides of my head. About a mile, and I'm still quite traumatised. It's quite triggering, some of these outfits for people.
It is. I don't think that's necessarily going to be young Harry's outfit for the weekend. Neither this, actually, but it's worth mentioning. This text says, I remember naff-naff jackets and the girls wearing cargo trousers with lots of ribbons hanging from them.
What about this? Some brilliant clothing memories here. Two-tone tonic strides, channel seams, Ben Sherman's sabre jumpers. I don't know what a lot of those things are, but they do sound cool.
A good mention here on this text for Slazenger squash trainers.
Oh, they were great, weren't they?
Yes.
And gymnasium friendly if you were playing badminton with your parents. Matt says, Bush Ritchie, my dad had a thing going on back then as dressing like MC Hammer. So maybe Harry should get a pair of baggy black pants, a baggy white top. It's a very 80s look.
Paul in Blackpool is also another person who suffered the trauma, like I did, of being dressed identically. He says, my mum and dad also dressed me and my brother in identical clothes all the time. Problem was, he was 2 years older, so when I got the hand-me-downs, I was wearing the same clothes for about 4 years.
I'm not sure if you've really helped out with Harry's outfit here, but there's definitely some horror shows in the 70s and 80s.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Well, that's it. That's the end of this episode. Do you know what? I'm a little bit frightened, really, about what happened at the beginning of this episode. This the first time ever that our producer mistook what was meant to be the beginning of the podcast. if you think about some of the things that you and I talk about,
oh my words,
that he might have thought was the beginning of this thing.
At some point, we're going down in flames. We really are.
This show will end one day.
Nothing weird, but no. Like, you know, the stuff that people talk about. You talk about anything in life. But and you were just saying at the beginning of the year, a little bit 50-50 about trying crab properly for the first time.
We're back on crab.
I've got two envelopes in front of me.
No!
I'm joking. Not doing that again.